Okay. Hi, thanks for having me. I was a young earth mother. I was a young earth mother, breathless and inept. I was a young birth mother, myself I had not yet felt. I was half-baked, not yet gray-haired, not yet able to give. I had not yet learned the supple joy of taking up hard young bodies to my sides and sucking them full with life. I had not yet known the exquisite rough communion with a male, my thighs and knees and buttocks not yet known. I had not yet met my God nor learned to pray to him. At some point, it is enough to perform a miracle for God himself on the page and in bed, where we take no prisoners, where we eat our fill, where our lovers are handsome and strong. When I was young and completely blocked, I wrote 100 acrostics spelling out the letters of his name. My speech was a stammer and a cough. I could not defend a position or myself. When I was young and completely blocked, I dreamed of John Wieners reading him in terror. I wanted someone else to come out with. Furiously, I dragged men from their closets. No one ever stayed. When I was young and completely blocked, I hoped one day my chi would flow as my throat would open to collect songs of pure pleasure and praise. How long I had to wait. Now I am the thought of you in the world. Now I know to want the squelching of soaked leaves underfoot, the scent of long and strong, long work, as we combat the problem of doing advanced plumbing on a micro budget. Now I know to want, above all things, the looks of eyes. 4th of July, 2017. Thank you. So, yeah, I was totally a late bloomer in just about every sense and just so much a mess when I was younger. And it really took a while. I had to get away from a lot of the people I knew. I had to just do it by myself in a really stubborn way. And I just gradually sort of came to this place where I was better than I had been. And so this is something I've been writing a lot about lately. This is called Another Body. When you don't come of age, when you're supposed to come of age, you never truly come of age. It never hits you all at once that the sexual is what it is. You're always catching up to some sacred image long ago stored away. There were years no one spoke to me, and I spoke to no one. I could only perform with myself, my only audience. When you don't come of age, when you're supposed to come of age, the unfamiliar never quite takes. It's never enough, always private fantasy, even when real. You think, I wonder what he'll do right now if I reach up and play with his nipple. You reach out as if watching it all happen to another body. When you don't come of age when you're supposed to come of age, the blockage can take tidal floods and decades to dislodge. You can find yourself staring into the eyes of 16 again and again, surprising it with what you know now that you had no clue about then, and also seeing its heart break a bit at that knowledge. My body is still the last lonely runner of a race whistled and called long ago. My data and progress memorized only by a few stragglers in the bleachers. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. This is called My Glory. Dirty, no going back. Sexy dancers in tight leather vests. Olympian muscles waxed by Lilliputian hairdressers. Tigers had whips, and the tiger masters offered themselves to be eaten. And I owned the whole show, put faces through paces, measure the pleasure of powerful makers, throw down the tab at the end of the night while holding the hatchet for raking in pinkies, crush the fat, fatten up the crushed. I did it all, this and more. And at a certain hour, when the fully grown men hung their heads like oversuckled babes, I felt the hand of an angel on my corrupt shoulder, felt those fingertips erase their five perfect little circles worth of grime. Okay, so I was really devastated when Trump won the election. In fact, I had a sort of a nervous breakdown later in November because I was just so appalled that this could happen. In my country and my state going red for the first time in, I don't remember, I mean, it really pained me, it really upset me. You know, because I feel like he's dragging us all back. I mean, just in terms of LGBT issues, you know, I liked when it was finally getting to be a little bit cool to be gay. You know, Obama was good for us. I mean, he really helped us. You know, it was finally a little bit, you know, now I feel like we're all just being dragged back to, you know, where inform on your neighbors, you know, I feel like is going to emerge from all this, God knows what they're doing with all the files they have on us from the internet, and God, I just don't even like to think about it because it makes me want to just break down. But I wrote a bunch of poems. I wrote some poems about Trump. It was very therapeutic, and one of them, to my thrill, was picked up by an anti-Trump anthology. I don't have to be alone, I get to be part of this, and I really was thrilled about that. So I'm gonna read this one that I think is coming out from Lesko Editions sometime this year, right? Okay, great, okay. So it's just called Trump Post-Election Bus Ride Blues. The driver of the bus is mad at the traffic, but seems mad at us, his passengers. Guy with ponytail, nervous to chit-chat with me about the weather, or the woman furiously brushing a scarred cheek with blush, her hair's dyed navy blue, in protest, I thought, against someone she works for, maybe. Now I think it might be the driver, jerking his head, cursing the air, then tossing us around by laying on the brakes, then acceleration swerving lanes ahead. He will demand and get his right of way until the road is gone to carry us, until our afraid, furious faces no longer stare back at his borrowed uniform. And that's all it is. It's a borrowed, it's a stolen uniform. A borrowed uniform like no other. Thank you. Thank you. The baker who forgot what bread was rubbed the raw dough on his tummy. That soft, smooth hand never reached down and claimed him. It rose anyway, unbidden. That much it did on its own. He pleaded with the shiny ball, nudging it with dimpling kisses one way, then the other. He couldn't stop sweating, let it bake until he smelled himself. Though there was no not knowing it now, he still could not place what came next. At some point, a knife got involved. He used the edge until his blood steamed down to the bone. An old story goes, there was some bread, so there must have been a baker. Thank you. Thank you. I'll just read one more. This is This is called When You Get to Be Water. And I do have copies of my books for sale for anybody who wants to just come over and talk to me about it. Okay. When You Get to Be Water. I told him I was in love with him. He was straight and played guitar in a local rock band. I'd see him in bars sometimes. One afternoon on South Side, he pulled up in his car, howling my name. I hopped in, happy to be found again. He parked by the river. We smoked a joint. My lips sucked the moistened end. His lips sucked. Closest we ever came to a kiss. When you are dry land, you yearn to be water, solemn, lucid flood upon the land. When you get to be water, perhaps you yearn to be air, ungraspable, dancing. He had to be somewhere, so he dropped me off, smelling like weed and his old car, dazed with the love I still felt. Thank you.